Hello, folks. Welcome to a Nerd One podcast, and happy Revenge of the Fifth, and happy Star Wars Day, or May the Fourth be with you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, well, Star Wars, of course. So sit down, buckle up, and may the Force be with you. So, as some of you may have guessed, I am a Star Wars fan. Yes, I know I have been dropping subtle hints over the years in this podcast, and one thing is kind of weird to think of years in terms of my podcast. 2019. So long ago. But anywho, yes, I am an avid Star Wars fan. I have been since my dad first showed me Return of the Jedi, and I was like, you know, what is this? And he's like, oh, it's Star Wars. I think it's the third one for it. And I'm like, there's three of these? And I was hooked from that day to the point where, you know, my parents bought me the movies on VHS. I started getting the games on the Nintendo and Super Nintendo. I played the Empire Strikes Back on the Atari. Yeah, if you don't know what an Atari is, look it up. It's badass. And then I kind of transitioned to, you know, the Microsoft games with, you know, Rebel Assault, Rebel Assault 2. Oh, yeah, you remember those, don't you? Those were good games. Dark Forces and Jedi Knight, Jedi Outcast. And, of course, can't forget Lego Star Wars. Of course, Lego Star Wars is phenomenal. But there's also the, you know, newer ones like Jedi Fallen Order and just recently came out, Jedi Survivor, which haven't got my copy yet. EA, what's up with that? Thought we were friends. Anywho, but over the years, you know, there's been just this massive explosion in Star Wars, you know, because originally it was just the three movies. The Christmas Special. Oh yeah, if you haven't seen it, watch it. You'll cringe hard. Fun fact, Carrie Fisher drunk for most of it. Yeah. Fun fact. But, you know, beyond that, there was just a huge library of Star Wars books and comics. I think Dark Horse was the one who published those comics. And some of the comics were really good. To the point where I think Disney should start taking, you know, pieces of those comics and kind of putting it into some of their series, their upcoming movies, and some of the books were on point. And honestly, like, I found some of the books that I thought I lost, but still have, and I'm really tempted to actually kind of start rereading them. But you're probably thinking to yourself, Vincent, are you like a hardcore toxic Star Wars fan? And I'm going to tell you, no. And honestly, like, every Star Wars fan can have their opinion, whether it be for the best or for the worst. But when it comes to Star Wars, it feels like there's something for everyone. For me, I love, you know, the Jedi Sith, you know, aspect of it. You know, there's pirates and, you know, Star Wars, bounty hunters, you know, there's princesses and princes and kings and, you know, empires, and, you know, we have, you know, the whole banking system. You know, it feels like that Star Wars has kind of grown to kind of an all-inclusive situation, and I'm a fan of it. You know, are some things that have been made in the Star Wars name crap? Yeah, of course. Is there some stuff that in Star Wars that's just, you know, beyond amazing? Oh, hell yeah. Like, I was, you know, rewatching a scene the other day from the Obi-Wan show. The show itself was kind of meh, but for me, that final battle between, you know, Vader and Obi-Wan was just on point. I enjoy it. And even like Andor wasn't bad. It was pretty good, because you kind of get to see like from the ground level perspective of here's what's happening, you know, with the Empire being, you know, such assholes, everyone. But, you know, we have like the Ahsoka series coming out, you know, which I'm excited for. Ahsoka's, you know, a newer character in Star Wars, but she has blown up in popularity. There's a book, you know, for Ahsoka. If you haven't read it, do. It's really good. But yeah, there's also like, you know, the, like the Book of Boba Fett show wasn't that great, but it brought back kind of a fan favorite character who honestly got maybe 10 minutes of screen time. So it's just one of those, like, you know, they took a shot. Yeah, in my opinion, they missed, but they took the shot. But really, for Star Wars Day, and, you know, of course, the follow-up of Revenge of the Sith, there's always, you know, things that happen. For me, it is tradition to watch on May the 4th a Star Wars movie. Any one of them. It could be Rogue One. It could be the original Star Wars. It could be Empire. Just saw Return of the Jedi in theaters the other day, so got that one checked off the list. And I gotta say, it was fantastic in theaters. So much better than being on any TV. I don't care if it's like 4K, 8K, 12K, you know, 99K, whatever the hell K is these days. Like, just seeing on the big screen, seeing, you know, Luke and Vader go at it, you know, in the throne room, which is like, yes. And it was the updated version. So, of course, they had, like, the, you know, the added scenes for CGI. They replaced Hayden Christensen in there at the very end with a Force Ghost. But still, it was a solid movie. And to see on the big screen, which is amazing. Because at the time, you know, CGI was, you know, it was basically still being born, is kind of what it felt like. Because, I mean, it started, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s, and, I mean, Jedi was, you know, 83, 40 years ago. Seems so long ago, doesn't it? Yes, I don't even remember 40 years ago. I'm that old. But, you know, for the original trilogy, it was, you know, monumental, especially the original Star Wars, because it was something George Lucas had to shop around to get made. You know, landed up with Fox. And, you know, now it's with Disney. For better or for worse. Yeah, it's kind of more of a matter of opinion. But even, like, with the newer trilogy that came out, with Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker, were they the best movies? No. But there's good in them. It almost makes me think of, like, you know, with back to Return of the Jedi, where, you know, Luke is talking to Obi-Wan. You know, Obi-Wan's like basically telling Luke's like, no, that ain't your dad. I mean, yeah, he says he's your dad, and I mean, it's mostly your dad's body, but it's not your dad. And Luke basically tells him, like, you know, there's good in him. You know, inside this evil machine, there's still good in him. And that's kind of the way I feel about, you know, the newer trilogy, you know, that came out. It's like, you know, they're not bad movies, but there's still good in them. You know, still good parts. I mean, Kylo Ren was a good character. Adam Driver played him well. I think he could have been written better, but he still did well. In Last Jedi, it was cool to see the original molding puppet of Yoda again. I mean, in the prequel trilogy, yeah, CGI Yoda was cool and badass, but there's something about just, you know, having puppet Yoda and still with Frank Oz controlling him, you know, which is fantastic. And even in, you know, the The Rise of Skywalker, even though it felt like it was kind of ripped away from Endgame, the final battle with all the Star Destroyers, and like all the, I wouldn't call it the Resistance anymore, because it was basically just everyone who had a ship got in there, kind of battle. It's like, you know, we're not going to take your shit anymore. Let's, you know, go mess these guys up, kind of battle. So there's tidbits for everyone, is what I'm trying to say. And yes, this is not really more of a, you know, formatted episode. This is me just rambling. Didn't you notice? But all in all, happy Star Wars Day. I'm going to go bust up my lightsabers, you know, that I thankfully got, you know, they're the ones you make. Thankfully, I have them. You know, got very lucky on that front. And I'm going to ignite them, swirl them around, and hear the ksh, 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 you know, sound that they make. Because, why not? It's Star Wars Day. So, folks, once again, this is the Nerd One Podcast, and I'm your host, Vincent. Please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerddom. But I do want to thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please do share it. I think I already said this part, but hey, I'm going to say it again. Like, subscribe, share it with your friends, your enemies, anyone who may want to listen, and let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there, wash your hands, stay clean, we'll talk to you soon, and please be nice to each other, and have a great day.